We're on this Friday, October 13th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Pastor Chatfield texting in says he's going to give a short history on Israel. So we'll get some more information from him, his perspective. Got a text message, kind of interesting. I guess you would say somewhat of a coordinated effort campaign led by George Soros. 7.5 million illegals have now crossed the border, of which 5.15 million are military age men. FBI says that there's no credible threat coming from our southern border. Right. Well, many news stories that I was following, prepping for the show today, shows that Black Lives Matter has come out officially supporting Hamas. Palestinians, terrorists, Hamas, Black Lives Matter, which is bought and paid for by George Soros. Now this Islamic cleric comes out putting out a call to action that Muslims must unite and carry out a jihad today, Friday, October 13th. Not just in the U.S., but across the world. Now we have local law enforcement going into our public schools because they're taking the threat seriously. It's pretty interesting how they are utilizing these radical groups that have gotten away with domestic terrorism in our own country. You remember Black Lives Matter? George Floyd's situation back in the day was the basis for it. Well, guess what? Now they're aligning with Hamas. Pretty interesting. Tom Walker says, yes, Randy, Black Lives Matter, a terrorist organization, now supporting another terrorist organization. And who's behind it? George Soros. How this guy is able to even walk the earth is beyond me. He's the number one threat to America, but yet the progressive Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, nobody goes after this guy. Now, you know, if people like Americans for Prosperity or the Tea Party, if they were to support right-wing fanaticals to do the damage, the burning of buildings, breaking out of windows, stealing retail products from stores, the media, the FBI, the CIA would be all over them. But George Soros-led and backed groups get away with it in this country. And again, we need to pray. 1 o'clock today, Lyle Dickinson is leading a prayer vigil over at the VFW post behind Onaway Outfitters at 1 o'clock. And if you can't make it to Onaway today, 1 o'clock today, pull over if you're driving, if you're working at your desk, please join us at 1 o'clock and pray. Pray for peace. Pray for our country. Pray for the world. pray for our state, our local communities. Just take a couple of minutes. If you're at work sitting at your desk, just stop what you're doing. Set an alarm on your phone right now to go off at 12:59. 59 minutes after this show today, have the alarm go off. We have got to pray that God's will is carried out today. If they feel that they are going to heed this call to action, they're going to act on it and carry out jihad against us today, what is the response going to be? One of the other problems we have is there's many Christians in Palestine being persecuted between the Zionists and Hamas. Christine Gray says, I stayed in Palestinian apartment, saw the electricity turned off at dinner time. They have bad roads. We've heard the stories, senior centers, and the horrific things happening. Please don't forget them in your prayers as well. I can't even fathom being a Christian in Palestine right now. Caught between the Jews and the Muslims. Yes, we definitely need to pray. And one of the things I think that people need to understand, you need to understand this. This has been going on for decades, for centuries. This region in the Bible has history behind it that we here in America, especially us at this time in our lives, we've never had anything to do with that dispute. Not one single American living in the United States has had direct influence over that conflict. The 1947 war, Yom Kippur war, the activities that have been going on and the tensions between those people have nothing to do with us. But yet they're going to try to bring us into the fight. Well, I can predict one thing. I know the American people. I saw it firsthand September 11, 2001. You bring that mess here, it's not going to turn out well for you. That's all I'm going to say. We are not part of it. We have nothing to do with it. But yet this person currently sitting in the Oval Office, because of how weak he is and how he is totally controlled as a puppet of China, who now there's stories out there that China supporting Russia's fight in Ukraine, preparing to take over Taiwan, has now reached out and is working with Iran. Death to Israel, death to America. And we have people in our own country that support this. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib from Michigan and others. Well, we're going to see how this plays out. We're going to see how this plays out. I pray that absolutely nothing happens. That this is a false flag call to action and that none of this happens today in our country. Many of us are prepared. We know who we are. We know what we have. We know what we're willing to fight for. But I can just say very simply, not going to work out well for you guys if you come after us. We shall see. We even have people that are saying, is this the beginning of the end? Is this the end times? God only knows. Honestly, I think we need to endure much worse than this. Could be totally wrong. Maybe if certain Muslims, Islamic followers, follow through on this call to action, God only knows how the response is going to be and where we're going to go. But again, this happens, folks, because of weak leadership. Greg O'Neill texting in says, the Dems in Lansing won't even condemn Hamas. I know. And what I don't understand is why. Why do they feel that what Hamas did to Israel on Saturday is justified, is okay? They honestly think killing innocent Israelis, going in and pulling women out, raping them, holding them hostage, killing some innocent citizens. Could you imagine if they tried to do this here? What our response would be? If we're threatened, seriously, if we're threatened, you don't think we're going to fight back. You don't think we're going to defend ourselves. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, folks. But definitely 1 o'clock today, join us in prayer. Pray for the whole thing. Because I got to tell you, if this continues to escalate much farther, pushback is not going to be good. Just look at what Israel's doing to Hamas there in the Gaza Strip right now. We'll get to the rest of your text messages. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey, everybody, welcome back. A final segment of hour number one today. This is, without a doubt, kind of interesting. If you look at the background of George Soros, Downstate Kim providing a little bit of background. At age 14, George Soros escaped the Holocaust by collaborating with Nazis in occupied Hungary. He said in an interview, if I wasn't doing it, somebody else would be taking it anyway. Taking it away anyhow. Also, he said that it was the best year of his life working with the Nazis, back when he was 14. One of the things that's pretty interesting is the process, how he's evolved, making his billions in manipulating currencies, foreign currencies, almost collapsing the British pound years ago, placing hedge bets in the market, benefiting from the manipulation of the financial markets. Bo says he was actually part of the Nazi youth movement. And one of the things that is very interesting is, again, Democrats in Lansing not calling out Hamas, but at the same time, a Muslim appears on the governor's website that you could basically do it here in Michigan. Connect the dots. Very, very, very interesting what's happening. Again, you have to understand, we are going to be able to, at some point, finally see the true colors of this administration, the foreign policy, and I think if an attack does take place on our soil, I think the Republican candidates for president are going to be totally right and fully justified in blaming this on Biden. Could this be the final straw that breaks the camel's back in his supporters, supporting him for a re-election next year when this type of activity takes place? potentially today, this weekend? That's going to be the question. Because you have to understand, it's his foreign policy, folks, is blamed for all of this. I firmly believe if Donald Trump was in the Oval Office, I don't think Russia would have invaded Ukraine. I don't think China would be ramping up against Taiwan. And I truly believe that Hamas would have never carried out this attack. Biden says he's not sending troops to Israel, but yet he fully supports and stands with Israel. Well, Israel has their own strong military. We provide aid to them every single year. We provide military equipment and supplies to them. Israel can take care of themselves. The question is going to be, how far is Iran going to take it? That's the question. That is the question. And Biden providing billions of dollars to Iran. Question, why? You know, one of the things that I think that we need to look at is, again, Michigan, what's going to happen in Dearborn, what's going to happen in Hamtramck, and the surrounding communities. And again, this Islamic cleric choosing today, Friday the 13th, yeah, we shall see. We shall see. Not going to make any predictions, but definitely going to be praying at 1 o'clock. We've got information coming up in the next hour, the history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, the history of Israel. So if you have any questions that you'd like me to ask Pastor Chatfield in the next history lesson discussion regarding Israel, text him to me at 231-360-5140. And I'll get your questions into Pastor Chatfield. But I find it to be very interesting timing as to how all this is coming about. I even saw one story that said it was foretold in the Quran. A Friday the 13th. Well, let's see if it comes true. Again, history lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. Todd Smallenberg from 11 to 11:30. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr.